Forgetful and absent-minded. I used to be absent-minded. Now I just forget things, leave things behind, don't recall reminders or important bits of conversations. And these thoughts on the page make it worse because I can remember these things long enough to etch out tiny epitaphs of my living that helped me paw through the poetic notions that led to this exact moment in my life that has gotten me that much closer to understanding what an Alzheimer's patient has to endure day after day. The lost, the robbed gains, the forgetting of any loss, the nadir of going around in a circle on a diamond path. And now, I'm trying to actively remember and keep the glue between my brain folds sticky so that if those little fly nuggets of life come tickling with their bug feet, my gooey, gluey folds will suck them down like a Venus fly trap to keep them there for as long as they will lie there in the conviction of my brain head.